Okay, my name is Chen Huang, and originally the first author should be presented, but she is in New York City now and cannot make it here. So this paper, we want to look at the non-standing hour schedule and the effect of this type of work schedule on child protection service involvement. And the answer, okay. So first, this is a disclosure. This following personal financial relationship, there is no relationship to disclosure. Okay. So the primary research question for this paper is we want to look at the maternal work schedule associated with child protection service involvement, and also associated with child maltreatment indicate during the first 5 years of child's life. And if so, we want to look at this association can be explained by other variables, like by demographic variable, by child care arrangement, by maternal health, social support, economic hardship, and also by parenting practice. We want to see that it's really from non-standard working schedule or other things related to non-standard working schedule. And if so, we also want to see that this association differ by context, by mother's marital status, by their education, and also by family income. So the main conclusion is we've defined that the non-standing working schedule are associated with the CPS involvement, and also associated with one indicator of a conflict toxic scale, mainly psychological aggression. And we also find that the economic hardship characteristic, they explain a portion of the association between non-standing working schedule and all these outcome variables, but not much. Even we control all these variables, the non-standing hour still show very negative impact on these outcomes. And finally, we also find that all this association is more significant for mother with who they are unmarried, low income, and more likely to be low education. So underlying theory for this paper, we are hypothesizing that especially for people working on non-standard hour, they are more likely to be low income mother, and especially given the current environment, the child care available to all these women are very expensive and inadequate. So, as a result, the mother faced challenge with childcare that lead to CPS involvement, and also mother faced stress that of a shift work that increase all this child maltreatment behave. So, from the literature review point of view, we already know that all these associations already support by literature, like the poverty and the child maltreatment, maternal stress and the child neglect, and the shift work, mainly non-standard work, are associated with parental stress and negative family function and the negative child development outcomes. And also from previous study, we also know that mother who work on long-standing hour, they are more likely to be with young children, face economic hardship, and also tend to have low human capital, like low education, low skills. And again, we also find that the previous study also find that the quality, the maternity hardship and the demand from their employment are associated with poor child care system, demand of employer, and also maternal stress. So our hypothesis is that labor market that they demand non-shift work, non-standard work schedule, and as a result, and especially given that on the market there is no appropriate child care for this type of employment, and also this type of employment usually associated with negative impact on mother and child well-being, and altogether will lead to increased likelihood of child protection service involvement. And data for this paper is from Fragile Family and Child Wellbeing Study. And we are able to have about 2904 mothers and across 5 years from their birth to year five. So that's our data across the first 5 years. And our dependent variable, we have two sets of dependent variables. The first one is child protection service between year three and year five. So basically, for this variable, we want to look at the employment history in the first 3 years. That's impact the likelihood of being contacted by child protection service between year three and year five. And also, we want to look at the child maltreatment measure at year five. Look at does mother more likely to be neglect their kids? Does they have psychological aggression and also physical assault at year five? So this is our dependent variable. And our main independent variable is work schedule. So we look at the first 3 years. And then this work schedule is three categories. One is never work in the first 3 years. And the second one is they able work non-standing up, either at birth, either at year one or either at year three. And the other category is they only work standard hour, 9 to 5, in the first 3 years. And we using regression to examine the effect of independent variable on the dependent variables. And we want run regression on 5 steps. So the first step, we only including basic demographic variables, plus the work schedule. And then the second one, we add childcare arrangement. And then the next one, we add maternal mental health and social support variables. And then next, we add economic hardship variables. And last, we including parental practice. So let's turn to a result. So the result showed that in the first 3 years, the majority of mothers, they are working on non-standard hours. That's amazing. Like 65% of them are working on non-standard hours. And I want to remind you that the main reason is because of data. The Fragile Family data is the data that they oversample low income, labor very births. It's not really representative the whole national data, but it's representative of mother with labor very births. So it's kind of highly low income sample. But again, consistent with the national finding, like for this type of sample, majority of them have worked on non-standing hours, 65%, and 28% of them work only standard hours, and 7% report they never work. And again, consistent with previous finding, mother who working on non-standard hours are more likely to be African American, have low education, low income, unmarried, and have lower income to needs ratio, meaning they are more likely to be in poverty, and they're more likely to less likely to live in two-parent family household at age 15. And also they have more economic hardship. So this equation is out. Look at the table, much easier. So the first on the top is the child protection service involvement. So if you look at this table, it's very clear that on the model one, which including only demographic characteristic and working schedule, here the reference group is mother work only standard hour. So for mother able working on non-standard hour, the likelihood of being contacted by child support, protection service is 1.76, meaning that 76% more likely that being contacted by CPS. And then you can see that between mother 2 and 4, the coefficient really up and down, but quite stable around there. And then in mother 5, after you including mother 4 and mother 5, after including economic hardship, they reduce a little bit down to 1.73, but still significant. So meaning that even consider all these extensive characteristics, mother who ever working on non-standard hour at year five, they about 73% more likely to be contacted by CPS involvement. And for the other type of child maltreatment, as I report to you, we have three variables: neglect, mother's psychological aggression, and physical assault. And we do not find any evidence on neglect and physical assault, meaning that the mother working on non-standard hour do not show more likely to be, compared to mother working on standing hour, more likely to be neglected kids or physical assault there. But in the psychological equation, we do find that the mother work on non-standard hour, they are more likely to have psychological equation compared to mother work on standard hour. So discussion, we find that with a large share of mother working non-standard hour and the challenge faced by them, and based on our finding, we find that the CPS involvement is a really unfortunate consequence of large systems. And both the environment factor may contribute more to CPS involvement than individual characteristics associated with child maltreatment. And again, we think that child care is a very important variable here. The lack of child care resource available to low-income individuals may be a mechanism through which the relationship occurred. And regarding the psychological equation, shift work may lead to fatigue and neglect health effects associated with increased psychological aggression toward children. And again, the context factor are very essential in understanding the link between maternal work schedule and the CPS involvement. And I think the result is very interesting in a way that we find that non-standard is associated with the CPS involvement, but do not associate with neglect and physical assault. So meaning that the non-standard mother, they do not really, in some level, they do not really more likely to abuse their kids, but somehow they be contacted by CPS department more. But on some level, they also associate with increased psychological aggression. So some kind of support is needed to provide to this mother, and we encourage it. On a policy implication point of view, need to have some policy to support this, because this type of employment is not going to go away. They still have huge demand for this type of work, and they're more likely to be work by low education mother, and they need support, like on child, more flexible child care, and also their psychological well-being, support them and help them to provide better parenting skill. Yeah. That's pretty much our finding. Thank you.